The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So, how do you get people that hate network marketing to actually be interested in joining? Well, I'll give you a few tips. And some of these I actually shared at the Top Earner Marketing Bootcamp. But it's probably some things that you didn't really think about. I'm gonna give you two, just to condense this training, keep it real nice and concise and precise and incise. I don't even know if that's a word. But two things. Three things. I'm gonna give you three. Number one, I never really cared to convince anyone to do something. I never really cared to convince someone who, you know, didn't like network marketing. I really never had the urge to convince them otherwise, right? So that's one kind of energy. And it's the kind of energy that is a little mysterious to most people that hate MLM. Most people, they don't know anything about MLM, but they hate MLMers because they've been pitched and approached very badly, very poorly. They've been tricked and duped into dinner meetings that turned into whiteboard sessions. And, you know, that's why, you know, people are really upset and you know, they like to bash MLM as a like profession or niche. What they're really bashing is the stupid tactics of those who haven't been through the right training and education. And so that being said, I've never been a big fan of, you know, trying to convince someone against what they're already, you know, convinced on, right? If you carry that kind of energy, one, you'll have less frustration. Two, it'll be a little mysterious to those that hate on MLM because they're so used to people of poor sales quality trying to convince and beg them and bug them and chase them. So it'll kind of confuse them a little bit, which is, you know, kind of neat. It's better than convincing and not winning that. I'd rather confuse them, right? So that's just one thought pattern. But let me get down to the two things that actually work to get people interested in what it is that you're doing. One, be a great example. Be a great example of a human being, okay? Here's, and most don't do it. See, most network marketers, you know, they'll go to events and they'll get all fired up and pumped up and, you know, it'll be, they'll be jazzed and you know, they're awesome, right? I mean, they're fired up, they're positive, they're this or that. But unfortunately, some, because they're not being trained correctly, they use that to create a holier-than-thou kind of persona. Like all of a sudden, hey, now they're, you know, now because you attended a network marketing convention, you're now so much better than all those people you know that have jobs, right? Well, you're not better, right? It doesn't make you better. You're on a different path, and a path that I personally like and a lot of people personally like, but it doesn't make you better. It doesn't make you holier than thou, and it doesn't give you the ability to talk down to people with jobs. So, you know, I love it. I hate it, should I say, when a network marketer gets all fired up and then they're sure to point out to all their friends that aren't in network marketing that, you know, JOB stands for just over broke, right? Talk to the audience that is already listening for you versus try to talking to audiences that they don't want to hear that crap. So be a great example. Be the person that holds their word. Be the person that doesn't talk shit about other people. Be the person that, you know, you give more. You're listening more. You're giving more. You're listening more. You're being a better human being. You know, show up as a better human being. That's what gets people interested in, hey, I want to know more about that person. You know, they listened to me or they were nice to me or they, you know, I saw how they treated the waiter or waitress in deep respect, you know, that's pretty cool. I wonder what they do. Be a good example, and people will be interested in what it is that you do. Don't try to, you know, strong arm them or be better than them and you know, somehow, you know, hard close them into they need to believe in MLM. They don't, right? They will live their lives just the way they're going to live their lives, whether they believe in MLM or not, even if it's a crappy existence or if it's a fantastic existence, right? So don't be so hell-bent on everyone having to agree with you, because they do not. And if you require that, then you're definitely going to have some sadness along your journey. You're going to have some upset times and perhaps even an upset stomach from time or two. Number two. So number one, be a great example. Well, let me go back. Let me rewind. Number one, know that you don't have to convince everybody. It's okay. Look for those that are looking. That's my philosophy. Number two, be a great example. If you want people to work with you, if you want people to be around you, be someone who's worth being around. Just be nicer to people, listen to people, give more, show up, have integrity, tell people that you're gonna do something and actually do it, right? Number three, you want more people to join? Go get some freaking results. Go make it happen. And I remember, you know, my wife's a great example. You know, her whole family, let's just say, wasn't on board with her finishing up her college degree and being a full-time network marketer. They weren't on board until she hit $10,000 a month, and then her mom joined and her two brothers joined. And, you know, so go get some results. If you want to, you know, if there's particular people in your life that, you know, you want to get them to believe, then don't require their belief for your success, but instead share your success with them. That may cause some belief, right? So, you know, just a couple tips for you there today.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com to download free audio where Ray shares with you 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.